AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden is pushing for 70% of adults vaccinated by Independence Day. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
By July 4th.
To have 70% of adult Americans with at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated.
At the same time, he acknowledges vaccine demand has dropped nationwide, with some states leaving more than half their allotted doses unordered. To make it easier for those who do want the shots, the president's calling for them to be available on a walk-in basis. He admits it'll be hard to encourage people who don't want the shots, whom he calls doubters, but says most will be swayed by knowing their failure to get one can cause others to get sick and maybe die.
This is your choice. It's life and death.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Los Angeles and San Francisco are the first major urban areas in California to meet state guidelines to move into the least restrictive tier for businesses to reopen. That means indoor bars can reopen and larger crowds can cheer on baseball's Dodgers and Giants. Up the coast, Washington State, things aren't moving that quickly.
Today I'm announcing a two-week pause on our phased reopening plan.
Governor Jay Inslee says there were fears of a fourth wave, but recent data may suggest otherwise.
Including what DOH has observed over the weekend shows a potential plateauing of the COVID activity in the state of Washington, which obviously is good news.
Derek Chauvin's lawyer has filed a request for a new trial. Attorney Eric Nelson claiming the court abused its discretion on several points, and Chauvin's conviction in the killing of George Floyd should be impeached because the jury felt pressured and or failed to adhere to jury instructions, though the filing did not include details about that assertion. This is AP News. Vaccine maker Pfizer dramatically raises its earnings forecast for the year based on the strong demand for its coronavirus vaccine. Ed Donahue takes a look at the figures.
For the first 3 months of the year, Pfizer says it earned $4.9 billion. The company is doubling its sales projections for the coronavirus vaccine this year, from $15 billion to roughly $26 billion. The Pfizer vaccine, developed along with partner BioNTech, has proven to be more than 90% effective and has rapidly won emergency approval in country after country. The partners are testing a potential booster shot and are testing the two-dose shot in new patient groups, including pregnant women, 12 through 15-year-olds, and children from 6 months to 11 years old. I'm Ed Donahue.
16 protesters, one police officer are dead in demonstrations in Colombia that began last Wednesday. Protests are in response to the government raising taxes during the pandemic and double-digit unemployment. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.